Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts so you don't have to. Here's John Williams.
John, exhausted after a grueling four-day work week. And he works 2 hours a day. That could kill a guy. It's Dean Richards. Filling in for John today. Great to be with you on this Friday. We've got lots of things going on. We've got lots of entertainment things going on today. You know, because people are getting ready for the weekend, you know, why not talk about some of those things? But turns out we've got kind of a busy news day going on as well with the apprehension of the suspect in the pipe bombing incident that went on this week. And we'll talk more about that coming up later on. It's good to have everybody here with us. I don't usually work in the studio, so I am completely disoriented. Violetta's here, right?
I'm here.
Okay, where?
I'm not sitting next to you. I hope you can tell that, but.
I did notice that. But don't we have, aren't there like TV monitors in all the studios?
Yeah, you should be able to look up where the clock is, but maybe the TV's off.
They're all turned off.
Well, John must have taken the TV signal with him.
All right. We'll have to do this old school.
Just listen to my voice.
Like old school radio where you couldn't see each other. Theater of the mind. I got enough looking at you this morning anyway. Violetta was on the WGN TV morning news today, filling in for Mike Toomey.
Yes, sir.
And did a fantastic job. And might I say, also looking cute as a button.
Oh, well, thank you.
Cute as a little button.
You can say that, actually.
Cute as a little button this morning.
I appreciate
it. Doing a very nice job.
It's much harder to, you know, you have to look good on the TV. We come rolling in here. Kind of.
I would beg to differ myself.
What are you saying about us?
Where some of us just
not everybody.
Apparently, you don't have HD at your house.
Some people have made a career on it, right, Dean?
You know what? I say it's the content that's more important than how you
would
look.
Have to.
Well, I'm just saying on the radio, we get a little leeway.
Right.
I don't have to worry about my hair, right. My eyelashes.
Do people know that you normally show up to work in your pajamas?
Now they do.
Okay. But looking cute as a button. And I don't, you know, I don't want to leave Steve out. Steve, I haven't seen Steve.
He's as cute as a button.
In person in a long time.
Go on.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Steve Bertrand, just as adorable as can be today.
He's a pixie.
All right, that's too far.
You are the last person in the world should be calling anyone a pixie.
And who is that other voice?
That is Elton John's new best friend in the world.
We're besties.
You are BFF with...
I beg your pardon.
with Elton John, Elton Jim Toronto.
Yeah, I thank you, Dean Areno. Hi-ho.
Who got a very special shout-out by Elton John himself at the Madison Square Garden concert.
Wow.
Yeah, last week.
The other day. Elton's in town. He's probably in town right now, and I'm sure I know the first thing he does when he comes to WN switches on 720.
And he wants to know the traffic.
He loves
he loves
Orion Samuelson. Yeah. People know he loves Orion Samuelson.
Hello, Elton John.
Who doesn't want a good hogs report?
That's right. Who doesn't love a pork belly future more than Elton John? We all know that.
He's big in the market.
So he's at the United Center tonight.
Tomorrow.
And the United Center tomorrow. But Elton John, Jim, now is 100, you've seen...
Yeah, this tonight will be 183.
183 Elton John shows.
Yeah.
Which is sort of why Elton John, Madison Square Garden, Midtown Manhattan, at his concert there the other day, said this.
There's so many people here tonight who are my friends. There's one person I want to dedicate this song to because I've been talking about you guys out there. This guy from Chicago has been to so many shows. He's one of the loyalest fans in the world. I've never dedicated this song to him, but tonight I'm dedicating this to Jim Toronto. This is you, baby.
About that.
I still can't believe it.
How about that? What's your instant reaction? You're sitting there.
Did you cry? You had to cry.
I think I did. I think I was more in shock and it was shaking more than and wondering, did this really happen? Because he does dedicate songs to people, and usually that's that part of the show is when he dedicates songs to maybe a friend who's at the show or somebody he's met, you know, before the show.
A stalker.
Not very few stalkers. I'm happy to know that apparently the restraining order has been lifted.
Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
Somebody on, I don't know if you saw this on your Facebook page.
What did they say?
Somebody pointed out that he may have given you that shout out just to alert security who you were to keep an eye on
He's
you.
He's here.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I didn't expect it at all. Neil Patrick Harris, the actor, was at the concert in New York.
Name dropper.
So was Jewel.
Name dropper.
So he said, I've got a lot of friends here tonight. I'm not among his friends. I think this was kind of an audible. I think he called an audible. I was in the front row.
He saw you because you've been very, yeah. very close. Not only front row, but when they set up that staging where seats are actually on the stage to make it seem like cafe-like setting.
Yeah, and you've been in Vegas. I've literally been on the stage next to the piano as he's played.
Right.
He used to let people up.
You've been very, very close. So, I mean, if nothing else, he would certainly recognize your face because you do go to a lot of shows.
Yeah, and I have met him, but the last time was about 20 years ago, but I guess I can answer the question now, does he know you? I think I could say yes to that definitively.
Yeah.
But I was not expecting it. And then when he said, from Chicago, I was still wondering because he went to Lutheran General Hospital, and that's where he became sober.
Right.
So he has a lot of friends in Chicago.
Sure. Right.
So I still wasn't. But then when he said, there's a guy who's gone to a lot of shows, then I said, whoa.
Wait a minute.
That's me.
I should have gotten this ticket comped.
Yeah, could this be the moment? I mean, it's taken me 100, at that time, it took me 182 shows to finally, I've been waiting for this for 182 shows. So I was kind of expecting it one day.
That's cool.
But when he said my name,
Have you been on cloud nine since then?
I keep listening to that clip. Just to say, was that real? It sounded very genuine.
Most people say your name and spit right after.
Yeah, mostly it's Steve. but it was touching. It was validating. It was a shock. It was everything. It was just a swirl of emotions. And then, you know, at that point, they allow people to go up to the stage,
right,
to the lip of the stage. And I was so caught in the moment that I'm like, wait a minute, I better get up there because he's singing this to me,
right.
And I've actually somebody.
And did you lay on his piano like a fabulous, fabulous Baker Boy style?
I did have a red dress on, but they didn't get me up there.
when don't you?
Yeah,
when you're in New York.
When in New York, right? Me and RuPaul, but no. And I was kind of late getting up to the stage, but then I muscled my way over there, and it was pretty cool. I mean, every so often he would take a look over and smile. He knew he did a cool thing, I think, you know. And
I think that is a really cool. I mean, he definitely did not have to do that.
Did not have to
I
do it.
I think that's a very sweet thing for him to do. He obviously recognized that you are a super loyal fan. And that was his way of saying thank you for all these
things. And even the band members, I know a couple of the band members, you know, casually.
Name dropper.
And they even looked at me and went like, wow, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, that even shocked them. And, after it was done, I mean, people were coming because there was a guy standing next to me and I must have physically, I think I sort of grabbed my heart and sort of took a step back this guy goes, is that you? And I'm like, yes, that's me.
You should have got on his shoulders.
Yeah. Well, I was right in front, so I mean.
You didn't have to.
And
then
he blew me a little kiss, which was kind of interesting and fun.
The guy?
No, Elton.
Oh.
I mean,
hey,
I
don't know what you do when you're out of town.
When in New York.
When you're away from the wife, I don't know what you do.
We're all Elton John fans, but how did this kind of obsession and fandom start for you?
Well, the first record I ever bought was in 1973, was a single of Crocodile Rock, which I still have. And that's how I sort of chart my way. Now, for people that are younger, you really can't understand it, but in the early 70s, from 1972 or 73 to at least 76, he was huge. He was as big as it can be. He was on every radio station, and his albums. He had 7 number one albums in a row.
Yeah, man.
You know, his first. He was the first to ever have an album enter the charts at number one. He was so huge, and so it wasn't any kind of a stretch to be an Elton John fan. But if anybody who knows me, I sort of don't do anything you know, half,
moderately
half baked.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah.
And so when Elton was so big at that time, and it was, you know, it was kind of a weird thing because while as he was popular, there was a lot of people that didn't like him because he was so popular. So it wasn't always the coolest thing to be, you know, have this badge of honor. I used to wear my T-shirts
for the most
all the
part,
time.
Though,
it's funny you say that, Jim, because when you were talking, trying to explain how big he was, I was one of those guys. I'm like, enough.
Right.
You know, back in the 70s,
yeah.
When it came on the radio, I would kind of turn it off because it was there was just
so
too much of it.
Oh, that's so mainstream.
No.
Well, I think...
No, not like that. Dean, I wanted to hear more of the Carpenters.
I wanted to hear England Dan and John Ford Coley instead.
Yeah, how come Barry Manilow isn't getting this kind of attention?
But now I'm a huge fan. But at the time, he was so everywhere that it was just a little burnout.
It was a little too... It was.
You could hit it. I mean, there was one time where I would hit the radio station, every button on the dial, and there was a song on. Yeah. It was that prevalent. And so...
When did you decide, though, that I'm going to go to as many shows as I possibly can? It's expensive.
Oh, it's very expensive.
Expensive. But what did you say? I'm going to do this. I get your like nutty obsession.
Yeah. I the first concert I went to was in 1976. I was 12 years old at Chicago State, and my mom took me.
You don't have to tell me about each show.
No, but I'm just saying. So that was the first one. But when I really started to go to, you know, the idea of going to multiple shows, people didn't even do that in general. Now a lot of people do that all the time. You know, Deadheads and things like that. I saw only Chicago-based shows for, I would say, the first 10 years or so. It wasn't until probably the early 90s when I had some disposable income. And it was just like, well, I've always wanted to see him in New York type of thing.
Okay.
And then I would fly there. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, why not? And then I met a group of people who I found also were going to shows, and we became friends. And so, I mean, when I was at the concert here in New York, I was with a very good friend of mine who I met 25 years ago.
Through Elton John.
Through Elton John being fans.
Just on a little side note, talking about shows in the 1970s, did you ever see the group Queen?
Yes, I did.
Perform?
I saw them at Poplar Creek.
They were at Poplar Creek. They played the Chicago Stadium several times.
Yeah.
They played what was then called the Rosemont Horizon.
Now it's the Allstate Arena. You're in their studio.
Do you know they played the Aragon? The Aragon Ball.
Really?
Tiny little
probably
room.
Probably in their early days.
That was their first Chicago show.
Yeah.
Anyway, I looked it all up because this movie Bohemian Rhapsody is coming up, which I saw. And I loved, and I'll be talking much more about next week, but, you know, bringing back those old kind of 70s memories. I never got to see them in concert.
Oh, no,
I'll bet that was an amazing
experience. He was great. But Freddie Mercury was another, you know, kind of charismatic,
bigger than life,
unique.
Yeah.
And if you ever just go on YouTube and watch their performance at Live Aid from 1985,
stunning, yeah.
And they stole the show.
Yeah, and they recreate that in the
movie.
Have
to, yeah,
they recreate that legendary performance. That's
a pinnacle
the end
moment
of the movie. Let me take a break because Jim's best friend Elton is at the United Center tonight and tomorrow. And maybe you can give us a little, for fans who are going tonight, a little preview of what's going on. I'm going to share my favorite Elton John song. And I don't think it's like a regular, it's not the ones that people think are the classic Elton
John songs. I was impressed. Steve Bertrand has told me that Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's is his favorite song. Huh. And I'm very impressed by that choice.
Yeah. Oh, mine's a commercial one. Mine was one of his hits, but it's not one of the ones you hear all the time.
Cool.
We'll get to all that and more. Elton John's best friend is
best friend
here with us, and we'll be right back after this. John Williams Show, WGN.
Mama don't want you. Daddy don't want you. Give it up, baby.
November 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics. Follow the most comprehensive local political news online. ChicagoTribune.com/midterm. Dean Richards.
Mama can't.
Almost said Sunday morning.
Waka, 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 waka.
Sunday morning.
Play your theme song.
keeper of the Sunday Morning Show in for John Williams today. Elton Jim Toronto is here with us previewing the Elton John shows that are at the United Center tonight and tomorrow. This is my favorite Elton John
song. Wow. And that, I'm very impressed. I'm impressed because
of all of them. I love Candle in the Wind.
Right.
I love Rocket Man. I love Your Song. I love all the hits. But I don't know why. I love this song.
Yeah, this is somewhat of an obscure song. It was I think it was a top 10 hit in 79. It was based on a series of recordings he did in 77 and then aborted for some reason. And off of this this same album, in Britain, there's another song called Are You Ready for Love, which about 5 or 10 years ago, somebody started playing in a club, and it became a number one song in England off
funny?
The same album.
Isn't that funny how
20-some like, years ago.
Some songs click and some don't in certain places and don't in certain places.
Yeah.
So does he do this one in concert?
No, but you know what? He does play this.
I'm not going then.
Okay. But he does play this as the walkout music.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good walking music.
Yeah. That and Are You Ready for Love? But so this is the Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. He is not ending performing. That's been erroneously reported so often. He is just not
fake
going
news.
To be.
He's fake
not,
news. Fake news. Fake Elton John news.
He's not going to do these massive monthly, these month tours that just go from, week to week and city to city because he wants
out of the house because he wants to enjoy his kids.
Yeah, but he didn't really clarify that until he sold a lot of tickets for this tour, right?
Yeah. And it's the longest goodbye you're ever going to hear. It's a 3-hour, it's a 3-year goodbye.
Hey, if Cher can have 4 goodbye tours, Elton can get at least one.
I mean, don't forget, Elton's coming back here to say goodbye again in February at the Allstate Arena. Yeah. So,
you mean the Rosemont Horizon?
Oh, that's right. Yes, for those of you.
Right.
But,
how many songs does he do?
So it's a 2-hour and 40-minute show.
Okay.
24 songs. Okay. And it is a smattering of all, throughout the entire career, but obviously it's weighted heavily on the 70s. What you will be really impressed in, if you are going, make sure to remind yourself, it is a visual onslaught of the, on the senses. There is a huge, huge video screen. So wherever you're going to sit, you're going to see him. It's not like, oh, geez, I can't see him.
I've got a bad seat.
Huge video screen. But however, there's also some videos that go with specific songs that are done by the photographer and designer David LaChapelle.
A lot of old footage.
Some old footage, some new footage, some esoteric footage. The piano moves for the first time, which is kind of cool. So it gives people on the other side of the arena a chance.
Get a full perspective on what's going on. What's your favorite song in the whole show? We have a minute left. What's your favorite moment in the show?
There is Someone Saved My Life Tonight from Captain Fantastic. They play on the video screen some amazing footage of an animated cartoon that we're going to base on Captain Fantastic and the Bounder Carver that was never released. And I've never seen this footage for the first time. So the visual accompaniment to this, he gives a real impassioned performance of that song. I've seen 5 shows so far in this tour, and that song to me has been the highlight
for you every time. People learn more? I know that there's somebody shot video of him giving you a shout out. You probably have maybe written about it on your
on my Facebook page and my podcast that comes out here on WGNplus.com on Monday. I will talk about the entire story of how it happened on my Facebook page, Jim Toronto. You can see the video of that of his dedication. Someone shot it somewhere and put it up on YouTube.
All right.
I didn't even know about
that. We'll look for all of that. We have a press conference coming up from the Department of Justice on the apprehension of the suspect in the pipe bombing incident that took place this week. We'll get to that coming up. Elton, Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean Areno.
Jim will be with us on our historic Tree Time broadcast. Our
5 gold rings.
Our Sunday holiday extravaganza on November 11th.